following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Like Jim Beam, tailgating isn't about making the typical choice. It's about making the bold choice. It's about skipping the standard stadium dog and bringing your A-game with an epic all-day rib recipe. It's about doing anything but blending in with the crowd and showing Mondo team spirit with flags, tents, and 10-foot-tall inflatables. This tailgating season, Beam wants to remind you of one thing. The only choice worth making is the bold choice. Please remember to drink smart. Jim Beam, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, copyright 2012, James B. Beam Distilling Company, Claremont, Kentucky.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 83% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through the 4th, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on demos, overstocks, clearance, new items, and more. Plus, score crazy in-store and online doorbuster deals. Like EV Dynamic Vocal Mics, just $29. Casio Digital Pianos, $299. Ibanez Electric Guitars, just $129. And Harbinger Powered PA Speakers, $149 each. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale now through Wednesday. Hurry, the best deals always go first.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's only local sports call-in show, featuring award-winning sports director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis. Guests include local and regional sports figures, everyone from Big Ten head coaches and athletes to the top D2 NAIA and high school coaches and athletes. They analyze all sports from pro football to junior hockey. Join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line toll-free at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Email the Den Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Send us a tweet at ESPN1460-1550. Or send us a Facebook comment, facebook.com/ESPN Superstation. Let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to a special Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. This Friday edition is a best of edition. Of course, yesterday we said goodbye to the big fella, Big Daddy Tony Davis, who had his final show with us, and we hope to have him on the program from time to time, still do some high school football in the fall, and maybe throw us a few Friday picks every once in a while so you know which way not to select in the fall. But again, we're going to be playing some interviews on today's program from some of the past shows, some of the famous folks that we've got a chance to talk to. We're going to talk to Tervell Delognev, getting closer, of course, to the Olympics. He was in Kearney just this past weekend, and he is getting ready to head over to London to represent the United States as the freestyle heavyweight. We'll hear that interview with him again. Also, we're going to talk with Josh Banderas. It is a Friday, our TNL recruiting update. Josh just getting selected after going to the Rivals 100 camp to go to the U.S. Army All-American game. We got a chance to talk with him about a month ago, and we'll have that for you. And we'll also talk with Bubba Jenkins, because RFA 3 is tomorrow night, and what a card it is at the Viero Events Center with a handful of amateur matches. And Bubba Jenkins was a great interview earlier this month, and in case you missed that, we'll have Bubba Jenkins a little bit later on in the show as well. And again, RFA 3 is set for tomorrow night, and that gets underway at the Viero Events Center with some great fights. The undercard with four fights, and then 12 fights of the professional, headlined by Dakota Cochran taking on Joe Daddy Stevenson, which should be some outstanding activities. Plus, giving you a chance to win RFA tickets with our text club at 90210. We've been doing that over the last couple of days. Keep listening for how you can win tickets to tomorrow's RFA 3, and that is all going on tomorrow night at the Viero Events Center, and things get underway at 7:30 tomorrow night. So I hope you enjoy that, and tickets are still available. Contact the folks at the Viero Events Center. A couple of other things we'll tell you in this segment that coming up on Monday's show. We're not leaving just because Daddy did. We're going to be back. Bob Jensen, one of our favorite folks and one of our favorite co-hosts, is going to be in studio with us, not just to talk high school football, but to get July underway. And once July gets here, folks, Big Ten Media Days is basically all month long, starting just that second Monday of July. We'll be talking with Adam Rittenberg and he'll get us a preview. And then every single day on the show until we leave for Chicago, we'll preview each team, 12 teams in 12 days. And, of course, that all culminates the last Wednesday of July with our Husker Roundtable as we talk to the experts once again as we do throughout the year. But at the beginning and the end of every Husker season, we try to do a Husker Roundtable, fill you in on what's going on with the Big Red, the expectations, and what everybody thinks. Then we head off to Chicago for Big Ten Media Days, and we'll be there at the end of July. And then we come back and maybe we talk about what we found out, what wasn't so good, and what was a lot better than we thought it would be. So that's what's coming up when Big Ten Media Days roll around at the end of July. You're always welcome to email the program, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Also want to remind you that once again we'll be having the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Contest Friday, July 13th at the Hilltop Mall. All the air conditioning and all the hot dogs you can eat with Troutman's Quality Meats and our variety of sponsors. And we'll be telling you a whole lot more about that starting next week. But we do want you to get registered, folks. We will have to limit the field this year. Our hot dog eating contest simply has grown over the years, and that's a great thing. We don't want you to be shut out. If you think that you can make a run at a title, all you have to do is email the program, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll get you down, and we'll get you ready for the hot dog eating contest. And again, just if you're new to the area, we don't do it like they do July 4th. You get 30 minutes, controlled environment. Eat as many hot dogs and buns as you can in that 30 minutes. They're a little bit bigger hot dog from Troutman's. Our record is 16 and a half an hour. So you eat as many as you can, and sometimes you just aren't able to go over the top. We've had some folks that have been in it almost every year and fluctuated where they're at, but you can be in the hot dog contest. We don't have a whole lot of rules. That's the way we do it here at the Doug and Daddy Show. But if you're interested, please email the program. We'll be in touch and get you in on July the 13th. Again, you have to show up at 11 that day, and we get going about 11:20 that day. We give you a half hour. You eat the hot dogs. We have our trophy presentation. We give away all the prizes and have you out of there shortly after 12 noon. And that's a special two-hour Doug and Daddy Show that day. So if you're interested in the hot dog contest, we'd love to have you along again on July the 13th. And folks, Kansas City Royals hosting the All-Star Game every hour of our workday. You can qualify for a pair of tickets for the All-Star Game events Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We've got tickets to all of it. The All-Star Package, including the Futures Game, the All-Star Softball Game, the Home Run Derby, and of course the All-Star Game itself. And all you have to do is be part of our ESPN Text Club. 90210, that's the number you send it to, just like you're sending it, say, instead of sending it to mom, you're sending it to 90210. The message is Royals 945. So you type Royals 945, you send it to 90210. It's brought to you by Benningle Construction and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You'll get a text, tell you when to call, and you are in for those Royals tickets. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It is the best of on this Friday. When we come back on the program, we'll hear from Bubba Jenkins. RFA 3 is coming up tomorrow night, and he's joining us next.
Welcome to beautiful X Games Los Angeles, land of sandy beaches, dirt jumps, broken records, and broken fibulas. Catch the Nyjah Houston show, check out Pastrana, maybe see some guys from some movies. Here the parks are concrete, and the streets are paved in rallycross. Try our famous big air competition. Take 405 to the 10 to the 101 to see a Switch 540 and Body Burial 900. X Games Los Angeles, June 28th through July 1st on ESPN, ESPN2, and ABC. Things are about to get real. Presented by America's Navy.
The call to serve has no sound, yet I have heard it. In the whispered retelling of honorable sacrifices made by those who have served before me. The call to serve has no form, yet I have clearly seen it in the eyes of men and women infinitely more courageous than most. It is invisible, yet always present. And for those who choose to answer the call, it is the most powerful force on Earth. America's Navy, a global force for good. To answer the call, go to Navy.com.
This summer's biggest blockbuster isn't at the movie theater. It's the Cornhusker State Games, opening July 20th. Cornhusker State Games participants will enjoy the red carpet treatment with more than 65 sports rated for all ages, an epic opening ceremony, and a free shirt, yearbook, and meal pass. Part action, part drama, and 100% fun. It's the Cornhusker State Games, a family-friendly event that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. Register at CornhuskerStateGames.com.
It's time to win our FA3. Call now. Be the first one in at 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776 to win two for our F3 tomorrow night at the Viera Event Center.
Side of the head, and there sweeps his leg out with that leg kick. Alexander!
Call now, 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN.
Heat advisories in effect for the listening area this afternoon. Today we'll be seeing a mixture of clouds and sun with a chance of an isolated storm, highs in the upper 90s. Tonight we could have an isolated storm with lows falling to 70. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow.
Right now it's 81.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, a best of the Doug and Daddy Show, and all of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK, home of the Whopper. It's Carney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. And if you like breakfast, you can try that from 6 to 11 daily. Maybe some hot cake, sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich. It's all there for you. And since we don't want to mention hot on a day like this, how about a cool real fruit smoothie or frappe in the afternoon? It is Burger King. Stop by BK at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart, or 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near the Kearney Cinema, or Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. As we said, RFA 3 is tomorrow night, and one of the headliners is Bubba Jenkins. We got a chance to catch up with him earlier on the Doug and Daddy Show, and here is our chat with Bubba Jenkins.
To it. We're joined right now by Bubba Jenkins. He's a 157-pound NCAA wrestling champion. Bubba, how are you today?
What's going on? Well, I'm doing well. I'm actually out here in Orlando, Florida, doing a little kids camp for some of the kids and, you know, just toning up my body, getting ready for this fight, June 30th.
That's what are we teaching the kids? Are they little kids? Or are we in high school? What's the basis of the camp?
There's about 200 kids here, so it's from high school. I mean, there's even some freshmen and sophomores in college. So I mean, the little guys. I'm not sure these guys have been running for too long. So I mean, I got anything from 23 to 6 years old right now, 6-5 years old. So I'm teaching them all kinds of things, man. Mostly the little kids. I teach them the fun moves. You know, the moves that, you know, not the basics, the stuff that they don't always see with their dads and their other coaches are teaching them. I'm teaching them some exciting stuff. And the college kids, I'm teaching them some more athletic, more moves than they're used to, some type of athletic moves that, you know, they don't get everywhere. I usually try to come in and give them a different view of wrestling than the ones that their coaches and their dads give them all the time. So I try to mix it up a little bit.
Bubba, it's interesting for you guys to come from the NCAA wrestling world. Lance Palmer, I believe, Ohio State kid, coming from the same deal. Using that to jumpstart your MMA career, did you know when you were wrestling, whether it be for Arizona State or Penn State, did you know that you wanted to be an MMA fighter?
Well, after I won Junior Worlds in Beijing when I was a true sophomore, I kind of had a nudge that I wanted to be start fighting, because I feel like, you know, the Olympics is the next step up as far as a wrestler after winning NCAA's, of course, the World Tournament and the Olympics. But I feel like once I won the Junior World Tournament, I've already been overseas, I've already playing myself at one point the best in the world at a weight class, you know, regardless of the age group. And I feel like, you know, if I would have moved on, I could also achieve that. But I feel like the sport of MMA was just getting so big so rapidly quick that I figured, you know, I don't want to waste 2 years trying to, you know, hopefully maybe even try win the Olympics. The Olympics will come around again. I want to get these 2 years in to learn it, the sport of MMA, and start getting going with the rest of the world. Really, I want to jump on the bandwagon of the sport that is MMA. So, you know, it wasn't that much of a decision. Once I won the world, I was like, hey, you know, try to move on to something else, a different sport, and MMA sprouted up, and I'm addicted to it now.
Well, right from our backyard, Jordan Burroughs is right down the road. You think he'd get in on the mat with him? You think he'd take him down?
I wrestled Jordan and Palmer in college. Jordan has never beaten me in college, even though I know he'd give me a thumping now. But when he wrestled at Nebraska, I actually beat him when I was wrestling at Penn State. But I saw him not too long ago at the Beat the Streets Gala wrestling Russia in New York City. So, yeah, man, he's a house, and you know, he's my vote to win the Olympics, and he's already won the World Tournament. So I'm thinking he'll bring it back to America for us.
We're talking to Bubba Jenkins here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He'll be in Kearney for RFA 3 June the 30th. Just a couple professional fights under your belt, Bubba, but they're both wins. How do you like how things have went so far in your MMA career?
I'm loving it. I mean, you can't argue with wins, that's for sure. Okay. Can't argue with first round wins either. So, I mean, a little experience that I've gotten inside the ring. I mean, I'm getting beat up and pounded around every other day at the gym in ATT. So it's a good mix of, you know, still having success in the sport, you know, on a bigger level, and still, you know, taking your lumps and your learning curve, you know, while you're in the gym, and, you know, getting your arm snapped out and messed up, and your neck, you know, guillotine with all these other guys in the room. So, I mean, it's just perfect for me, you know, and I didn't get the immediate success, you know, as far as coming in and just knocking people out, even inside the practice room. I mean, I'm taking my lumps, so, you know, I'm definitely humbled by the sport, and it's bringing me back to when I was first learning how to shoot a double leg and a half when I was, you know, 8 years old learning wrestling. It's bringing me back to that same kind of stardom. So, I mean, I'm enjoying the sport, and like I said, you know, it's getting very addicting. I want to be in the gym every day learning some kind of new way to hurt somebody. So it's a great sport, man.
Bubba, that kind of takes me into my next question. Since both of your professional fights, you have won in the first round. Endurance, obviously a factor, but if wrestlers, I've never seen a wrestler. If you're any kind of a wrestler, you're going to have endurance. What are still concerns of yours in your young career?
I wouldn't say the endurance thing. Like you said, you know, I've been wrestling for a long time, and most of the wrestlers can speak for me. They've been wrestling forever. So the grind of, you know, being tired and still having to get a win, or still having to, you know, finish on top at the end of the period, you know, we're kind of used to that. We're kind of used to that, you know, blowing your lungs out and still having, you know, another two rounds to go. So that's really not my concern. Most of my concern is, you know, getting caught with something that I don't see coming. You know, I get maybe too into my wrestling, or maybe I'm going too much for an offensive move, and I'm thinking completely offense, and I don't have my defensive guard up. That's what kind of makes me a little bit nervous, you know, the fact that even if you're better than the guy, he still has a puncher's chance. You know, it just takes one slip or one drop of the hand for a guy to just end you, you know. And in wrestling, you know, you can step on the mat, you shake a guy's hand, and you know, for the most part, 95% of the time, you're going to walk off that match, whether you got pinned, or whether you got, you know, beat, or whether you beat the guy. You know for you know, sure almost, that you're going to walk off the mat. And in the MMA, you walk into that cage and they close that thing behind you. You don't know for a fact if you're walking out of there, you know, an elbow, a knee, or anything can, you know, have you limping out or carried out or whatever. So it's just a different avenue of danger for me. You know, I'm just trying to get into knowing where I should be and where I shouldn't be in the ring, and where my feet are and where they aren't, you know. So it's a good learning experience.
Bubba, you've got to meet some great people, and if you read much of your bio at all, some people have had big influences on your life. How did Bruce Pearl impact Bubba Jenkins?
Well, Bruce Pearl, I think most people want to think that Bruce Pearl might be the Tennessee Volunteers basketball coach, but Bruce Pearl was my elementary and Pop Warner football coach. He coached Taj Boyd, the quarterback of Clemson, and me and Percy Harvin grew up together. He's my slot receiver for the Vikings, and he's the type of guy, Coach Bruce, to, you know, to bring us all in under the same roof and make sure, you know, if our parents weren't picking us up, he'd make sure that he was taking us home, and, you know, he helped me how, you know, become just a better citizen. You know, like, growing up in my neighborhood, you don't want to become a statistic or, you know, some of those type of guys. So he was just, you know, always making sure that my nose was clean and making sure that I carried myself as a, you know, as a good person, as a good human being. I mean, he's my role model. You know, he's the guy that I call to for advice and things like that, you know, because after my father died when I was 9, you know, father figures and men figures were harder and harder to come by. So, you know, I put a lot of my trust in Bruce Pearl, and I mean, he's helped me become the man that I am today, and along with my stepfather Carmelo. So, I mean, those are two guys that have definitely influenced my thoughts and basically my career, because, you know, he's the guy that I called on when I was getting recruited to all the colleges in the country. Like, hey, you know, what do you think about Lehigh? What do you think about Nebraska? What do you think about Penn State? And, you know, eventually we ended up signing with Penn State. So, I mean, he's helped me with a lot of big decisions in my life.
Okay, take us back signing with Penn State. You run into Joe Paterno. What happened?
I ran into Joe Paterno, and, you know, he just looked so fragile. You know, I just kind of wanted to say, hey, you know, how humbled and honored I am to meet a man. And he took the time out of his day to even say hello to me on my recruiting visit, you know. And I go to shake his hand, and he grabs my hand, and he pulls it to him, and then, like, he goes into, like, a drag double leg. He, like, drags my arm past him, and then he, like, hits me with a double leg. And I didn't sprawl. I didn't do anything because you heard Paterno on your Penn State recruitment visit. You can pretty much cancel going to school in Pennsylvania everywhere. So I didn't do anything. I was just kind of shocked, and he was like, oh, yeah, you weren't ready for that. I'm too old to get you down. But he just stopped, and we just had a little laugh together, which was an awesome experience and, you know, something that I'll never forget. Joe Paterno was definitely a big influence to anyone who went to Penn State, God rest his soul, and just anybody who got to meet him. He was definitely a guy who just sat down and just gave you words of wisdom, and he was somebody that I definitely appreciate knowing and being around.
Another minute here with Bubba Jenkins on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Bubba, there's been Daddy talked on him, but you got a chance to wrestle in the same room with Anthony Robles for a year. And if the folks don't remember right off, he was the one-legged wrestler, won the national championship as well. Tell us about your relationship with him and how maybe you guys fed off each other since you both won national titles.
Oh, man, Anthony was big role in my success. I remember maybe it was my senior year in high school, and I went to the senior national tournament. I had heard about Anthony for the longest. You know, this is the last tournament of the year, and I heard about him all year, about how this one-legged kid hops up on his leg and he hits a double leg from anywhere. And I got to talk to him about where he was going. This was at the time I was going to Penn State. He was going to Arizona State. And I just got to talk to him like, hey, man, good luck. Congratulations on all your success. You know, that's an awesome double leg you got going, man. Maybe one day we'll meet up and see who's got the better double leg. You know, and that was kind of, you know, the little talk that we had when we were, you know, 18, 19. Just so happens, you know, me and the new coach at Penn State didn't get along. And, you know, Arizona State, being that Brian Stiff went to the same high school as me, which is the assistant coach at Arizona State, he was like, hey, man, I'll fly you in. We'll have a recruitment visit for you, see how you like it. I was like, okay, cool. I get off the plane, and guess who else is waiting there for me to get into their car? Anthony Robles, you know, right there waiting for me. And I just felt like if I was a football player and Reggie Bush picked me up, I'd be ready to sign with that school. Being that I was a wrestler and Anthony Robles just picked me up, I'm just like, oh, man, I'm excited, you know, to talk to him about who's going to have the better double leg and, you know, see if he remembers that conversation. And he brought me in. He was like, listen, man, I'm Shaq, you're Kobe. I'm D-Wade, you're LeBron, okay? We're one and the same. We're going to get the job done. We both want a ring, and we both have different styles of doing it. And I told him, I'm LeBron, you be D-Wade, I'll be Kobe. You know, I told him the opposite. So we had a little, you know, friendly battle from that day on. But, I mean, he's a quiet leader. You know, he's not going to tell you how he wants it done. He's just basically going to show you, and he's going to lead by example. I'm a different type of leader. I wear my emotions on my sleeve, and I talk to the guys. I tell them what I want. And me and him, coach making us team captains and just being both sides of our coach's mind right now in the sport, it just helped our team get to where it needed to be. And we finished sixth in the country with taking four guys to nationals, and me and him put up the top 3 points scoring. Yeah, your boy Jordan Burroughs from Nebraska, he put up the number 1 points. I put up the number 2 points, and Anthony Robles put up the number 3 points. And between me and him, he was like, that's how LeBron and Wade does it. That's how Kobe and Shaq got it done. And me and him both got it done, and we wear our matching rings. I remember the most memorable point between me and Anthony is when we finally sat down. I was like, hey, you remember when we won senior nationals together? You remember when we won college nationals together? Now let's decide on which rings we're going to have. And we both went with a chrome finish ring, and we have them to this day, and no one can take that away from us, man. And just being around that kid is inspirational in itself. You know, he has so much disability and so many things he has to, you know, just go throughout his day with that no one ever thinks about, and he just gets it done with a smile on his face and moves on to the next task, you know. And I just being around him just helps me stay motivated and helps me get that 11th lap in on the lap of 10, or that 12th set on the lap of 10. So he's just a great inspiration, and it helps me look at him from being across the mat, and it helps me look at him from being across the country. We still talk, and he's still doing his motivational speaking, and, you know, we're still doing our thing.
Bubba Jenkins joins us. Bubba, we've got to ask you about your opponent a little bit different. He comes from a boxing background. He's out of Liberal, Kansas, Jesus Adami. I hope I'm getting that name correct. Do you know anything about this guy, or how do you go about when he's got a totally different style? How do you go about destroying him?
Well, like you said, I hope you got his name right, because I really don't know his name or know how to pronounce it, and I don't want to disrespect him by calling him something that he's not. So, yeah, the opponent, you know, is Jesus Adame or something like that, and they said, you know, he's been boxing since he's been crawling, and you know, he had 280 amateur boxing matches, which is a lot, and I mean, in anyone's category, but I think I've had 280 amateur wrestling matches, so I mean, it really is going to show who, you know, what discipline's better, as far as MMA goes. But I just, you know, as a wrestler, and I don't think this is any secret to anybody, you know, I'm going to go in and try to take him down. You know, one thing you don't do, you don't box a boxer and you don't wrestle a wrestler. So I'm not going to go in and try to throw hands with him. You know, I'll mix some things up and keep my MMA, keep it mixed martial arts. I don't want to just keep it strictly wrestling because, you know, that's not what we're here to do. We're here to open up the offense and open up every type of striking. And that's what I hope to do. I hope to mix it up enough on him that he's just not laying off shots on me. And I've learned that it's very hard to throw combinations from your back. So, you know, that's where I hope to put him.
Well, Bubba, it has been a very entertaining interview. I hope we can do this again. I know the fans are going to be rooting for you in 2 weeks here when you come into Kearney for RFA3, and hopefully we'll get a chance to catch up with you again either there or in the near future. Best of luck in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. I want to thank you guys for having me, man. I appreciate being on, and, yeah, absolutely. I love the interview. So if you guys get bored during your lunch break and y'all want to talk to me again, call me up. We'll eat and talk about what we ate together.
Just hit me up, guys. Bubba, you do know you're coming to where UNK, that's Tervell Delognev's hometown as well. You know that, right?
Yeah, I've actually heard about that. So, yeah, I'm excited to come there, man. I've only been to Nebraska once or twice. I actually went to Nebraska on my recruiting visit to see how I would like a big school, and it happened to be Nebraska spring break, so I didn't really get to see the Nebraska that I wanted to see. The ladies were all gone, all the people and the parties, everything was gone, so I kind of went on the wrong time for my recruiting visit. But, you know, I like coming to Nebraska, and it was a good showing the first time, so I'm hoping it's, you know, more of the same second.
Well, Bubba, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again soon. Good luck.
All right, thank you, guys.
Take care. Bubba Jenkins, Doug and Daddy Show.
And that's Bubba Jenkins fighting in the RFA 3 tomorrow night against Jesus Adame of Liberal, Kansas at a 155-pound bout. Again, four fights on the amateur undercard, including a couple of Kearney High graduates and Brandon Newyear and Tony Rodriguez getting their careers going. Of course, in the professional ranks, don't forget that T.J. Hepburn makes his professional debut against Jeremy Meyer out of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. They'll be going at 155 as well. And the headliner is Dakota Cochran taking on Joe Daddy Stevenson in the championship. Stevenson 31-14 in his career. Cochran 11-3, trying to bounce back from a tough loss the last time around. And don't forget that there will be some special folks on hand as well. Stephen Bonner, UFC veteran, UFC light heavyweight champion John Bones Jones. John the Bones Jones will be on hand. And MMA icon Frank Shamrock will be back as well. All of them will be in attendance. They're not fighting, but they will be in attendance. And they will be around chatting with the folks, autographs, and a whole lot more. RFA 3 tomorrow night. We will take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show, the best of. When we come back, we'll chat with Josh Banderas, a future Husker, after this.
Like Jim Beam, tailgating isn't about making the typical choice. It's about making the bold choice. It's about skipping the standard stadium dog and bringing your A-game with an epic all-day rib recipe. It's about doing anything but blending in with a crowd and showing Mondo team spirit with flags, tents, and 10-foot-tall inflatables. This tailgating season, Beam wants to remind you of one thing. The only choice worth making is the bold choice. Please remember to drink smart. Jim Beam, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, copyright 2012, James B. Beam Distilling Company, Claremont, Kentucky.
It's summer car care time at CarQuest Auto Parts. Make easy work out of cleanups, large or small, with Purple Power Cleaner Degreaser in the 40-ounce trigger spray bottle, priced at just $3.99. Buy two cans of CRC Brake Clean Brake Cleaner and get a can of CarQuest Glass Cleaner or Engine Degreaser free after mail-in rebate. See store for details now through August 26th at participating CarQuest Auto Parts locations. Great people, great products, great prices.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
CTS Clinical is the brand new doctor-formulated weight loss system with ingredients clinically proven to shed 21 pounds in only 12 weeks. Get the brand new CTS Clinical without a prescription exclusively at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
ESPN ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Heat advisories in effect for the listening area this afternoon. Today we'll be seeing a mixture of clouds and sun with a chance of an isolated storm, highs in the upper 90s. Tonight we could have an isolated storm with lows falling to 70. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow.
Right now, it's 86.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, a best of on this Friday. Don't forget, Bob Jensen joins us back in studio on Monday as we get the show going for the month of July. And the 4th of July, well, less than a week away, folks. And Troutman's Quality Meats has all your sausages and patties for the big cookout. Carrie will be making cherry bomb brats, and they go fast. So call ahead and reserve them. What exactly is a cherry bomb brat? Fresh brat, dried cherries, and jalapenos. It's the perfect combination of sweet, sour, and hot. And what would be better? You're already sweating. You just will go get some hot as well. Whatever you want, fresh sausage is always coming out. And if you want some steak, USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef. Those quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Whether you want seafood, whether you want steak, whether you just want a little bacon for the morning, maybe you just want what Carrie is telling you, the sausages and patties for a weekend cookout or a 4th of July cookout. They're all there for you at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Well, Josh Banderas is back from the Rivals 100 camp, the first one they've ever had down in Atlanta, and he was very impressive, holding his own and maybe even a little bit more. He's headed to Nebraska after his senior season this fall at Lincoln Southwest, and after coming from the Rivals 100 camp, he was also invited to play in the U.S. Army All-American game. Before he headed down to Atlanta, we had a chance to talk to him here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Time now for our T&L Husker Recruiting Report, brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system, well, the choice is simple with T&L, providing a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. And today, we are going to talk to future Husker Josh Banderas from Lincoln Southwest, who's working out in the weight room. It's always work, isn't it, Josh? But you've been telling me you're going to have a little time to get some fun. How much time every day do you devote to football, even when it's not football season?
Oh, you know, most mornings are the time for the football. You know, from anywhere from 6 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and then from there I'm pretty much done, and it's hang out the rest of the day.
Talk about the decision to go to Nebraska. Did you ever have an inkling that somebody you might go somewhere else, or was this always what you wanted in your heart?
You know, before this, all this recruiting and everything started, I had, you know, I knew in my mind that Nebraska is where I want to go. As soon as I get this offer, you know, that I'm just going to, you know, say yes right away and go down there. But we went to some of those other places like Vanderbilt and Iowa State, and, you know, they pampered and gave me the treatment. On the way home, I was like, you know, Dad, maybe I can go there. Maybe I can, you know, start something new and, you know, go somewhere else. And then once I got home, settled down, you know, got back into the rhythm of things, I knew that there was, you know, no better place I could be.
We're chatting with Josh Banderas, future Husker. Got another year at Lincoln Southwest here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What was the coolest part of the whole recruiting thing outside of Nebraska?
I think the other coaches, you know, getting in contact with me, you know, the fact that, you know, somebody from somewhere else who doesn't even know me, they know me from a couple films that they've watched, you know, wants to pay for my, you know, college. That's like hundreds of thousands of dollars that they want to pay for me.
You mean you weren't going to get a big Farm Bureau scholarship?
No. I wasn't.
Josh Banderas with us. How important was it to get this out of the way before you got into your senior season instead of waiting until after or during the season?
I think it was a big deal. Big deal for me and, you know, everybody around me. So, you know, that's not something on my mind, like where's this kid going to go? Where am I going to go? You know, where's the next trip I'm going to take? How many practices I'm going to miss? It's nice to get off my chest and just, you know, focus on, you know, the task at hand, and that's my high school team.
Obviously, your teammate Brandon Riley, who I know his folks a little bit, and he's going to go be a walk-on for the Huskers this year. How much communication did you guys have with each other, or was that totally separate decisions?
It was pretty much a separate decision, you know, but he got his verbal done before I even had my offer, and so, you know, it was just kind of icing on the cake that we're going to end up playing with each other again.
What was your reaction? How did you get the offer? Take me through that process. Who offered you, and when you were out of the room, what was your reaction?
It was that junior day that they had a while ago, and, you know, we got invited, wasn't expecting anything, so, you know, went down, went through the whole spiel, went through the tour of everything, and then when we were about to go to lunch, Coach Ells said, you know, Coach Fellini wants to talk to you, so, you know, we went up there, and we were waiting for him to get done with whatever he was doing in his office, and, you know, we kind of knew at that time that I could get an offer, and me and my mom were just talking, like, what are you going to say, what are we going to do, and I think she was more nervous than I was, and then went in the room, you know, had a normal conversation. He had his feet kicked up on the desk, like, he was just having a good time, and then just kind of popped the question. There weren't fireworks or nothing, said, you know, like you to play for us, and I mean, I was kind of blown away by it. I didn't expect it at all.
Obviously, every recruit, once they get into their college years or once they finish their college season and maybe even move on to the pros, it's a lot different, the coach that recruits you and the coach that's going to be coaching you for the next 4 or 5 years. But your immediate impressions of what Coach Pelini is like?
Is what you see is what you get with him. And, you know, that's something that he stressed to me all throughout this recruiting and even now. You know, he's not going to get up front with you and tell you how many stats you're going to have and pump you up to be something that you may or may not end up being. He's going to give it to you what he thinks you can do and where he thinks you're going to be and just give it to you straightforward.
We're talking with Josh Banderas here on the Doug and Daddy Show with our TNL recruiting update every Friday. And I got to ask you, Josh, you're going from Mark King to Bo Pelini. I know Coach King from way back in the day. What was Coach King like playing for? And you still got another year, obviously, to play for him.
He was happy for me. You know, we came back and we had our little, you know, good job, gone so far, worked real hard for it. But then he's like, now you really got a target on your back and you got to kind of step it up a little bit from last year.
Talk about the Southwest team from last year to this year. You guys had a heck of a year last year. Obviously, you wanted to go at least another step in the playoffs. That was a great football game, but came out on the wrong end, 8-1 regular season. How strong are you guys going to be this fall?
Yeah, I think we're going to be pretty strong. You know, we lost a lot of our senior leadership and a lot of our skilled guys, but we're coming back strong with a big line and a pretty good power game.
Anything you think you're still concentrating on? Obviously, everybody is telling you what you need to improve on. Are you starting to see some gradual improvement even in the off season on some of those things people want you to work on?
I think so. I mean, off season is just now starting. You know, I just got done with track, so my main focus was track. So, you know, I lost a little weight, but got the speed going and just, you know, worked real hard on, you know, exactly what they said I need to work on.
Speaking of track, did everything go like you wanted it to? Everybody's impressed seeing the big man clearing the hurdles and sprinting down the track. Did it go like you wanted?
It went exactly how I wanted. You know, I wish I could have gotten the 300 done, but I was glad and happy that I got my 110 for one rather than from last year.
Is that something you want to pursue in college? There are guys, obviously, that once they get that football under their belt, they can kind of double sport it and do a little track, or is that off the board when next season's over?
I did some indoor workouts with my track coach down in Devaney. I talked to Coach Grimes, the decathlon coach, and he asked me about it. And then I talked to the football coaches, but I think it'd be too much to pile on with, you know, football being all year round. And, you know, there's not very many college hurdlers that are 6'2", 225.
I can't think of any right now except for Josh Banderas, who's been a heck of an athlete. And with just another minute with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, everything from the day that you committed and going into a spring game that obviously was stormed out, was trying to be a leader. You talk about being a leader, talk about talking to some other kids that are thinking about coming to Nebraska. Has that been easy, hard? What's that been like?
That's been fun. You know, I got a list from some of the coaches down at the university, and hitting them up on Facebook, get their numbers, and, you know, just try and make friends with them. You know, I wouldn't want to go to a place where, you know, this kid was just pushing me and telling me all these things. I want to go to a place where my friends are, you know.
You know, a player might tell a media guy like us or a coach something different. Are you hearing, when somebody says, I don't know about Nebraska, why are they saying, I don't know about Nebraska? Have you had anybody kind of fill you in on what a negative might be?
Yeah, not too much, because most of the guys are, like, you know, almost to the point of committing, and they just need that little extra push. But I think most of them don't really know the tradition. You know, I know the tradition of Nebraska because my dad played there and I've grown up here. But, you know, somebody my age may not know the old, you know, 94, 95 teams that were Husker Power and Blackshirt.
Finally, Josh, you mentioned your dad, and that was one thing I wanted to ask you about, too. What did he tell you during this process? Some dads want to be really hands-on when they've been a college football player and a big-time college football player. Others, they just want to back away and let you ask questions if you have them. What was your dad like during this process?
You know, he said, you know, he kind of says he's my manager, but he says, you know, have fun and enjoy it. And, you know, he wishes that all of this radio and the internet sites and all the rankings and everything was around when, you know, when he was getting recruited. All they had was, you know, a couple coaches calling now and again and you know, say, you know, come visit when you can. So he wishes that he had all this, and he just, you know, encourages me to have fun.
Who's gonna be the better Banderas, you or your dad?
I say me, but let's just put it this way: I wouldn't want to line up on the other side of the hall.
Hey, Josh, we always talk about when we're talking to folks that are coming from out of town, football coaches, baseball coaches. We're always telling them a couple of the highlights of Lincoln. What's a highlight for Lincoln for a kid that grew up in the town? Where do you like to go? What do you like to do when it's time to get something to eat or time to have some entertainment?
You know, you're always going to find something here that you have somewhere else. You know, you just got to go out and look for it. It's just, you know, the taste that you want to get, there's some place for that, and there's different places for what you want.
Well, Josh, hey, we'll let you go. Tell Coach King hi. We appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll see you in week 3 when you come to Kearney to play the Bearcats.
All right, thanks for having me on. And a couple of Kearney people I know, give a shout-out to them, Ricky, Don, and my little buddy Sean.
Hey, we'll take care of them. Josh, thanks so much, buddy.
All right, thank you very much.
Ready to be a senior at Lincoln Southwest with all kinds of expectations. Josh Banderas joining us on our TNL recruiting update, and we thank Josh for the time. This is the best of the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. We're live at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They are there for each individual customer. They enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding expectations each and every time, so let them demonstrate their dedication to excellence for you. And their finance staff will get you a low-interest automobile loan if you need that, because they work with a ton of lenders, a network that makes their customers' dreams of owning a Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, or Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram a reality. Receive an automobile loan that you can afford by filling out their secure online finance application, of course, online at thinkmidway.com. You can also check out every vehicle on their lot. You can see what color it is. You can see what the price is. You can see what your monthly payments are going to be if you go through the financing. You can see the engine. You can see so many items. It's unbelievable. Check it out online at thinkmidway.com. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. The best of the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on, and when we come back, we'll catch up with UNK alum Tervell Delognev as he gets ready to head to the London Olympics in August.
Okay, America, Wendell here. This summer, we need to start doing our High Life duty. See, for every bottle cap and can tab returned, High Life will donate 10 cents towards showing our vets some love. So fire up that grill and invite over your guys, your gals, and anybody who ever loans you a power tool and start popping tops. It's your High Life duty, America.
Donations split between IAVA and Operation Helm Fund. Caps and tabs must be received by September 30th, 2012. Maximum total donation, $800,000 for all 2012 High Life veterans promotions. Minimum total donation, $350,000. Must be 21 or older. For details, visit MillerHighLife.com. Great beer, great responsibility. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone is making it even easier to help you save money. Starting now, we're giving you free cash just for getting the things you need for your car. That's right. We've got over 20 different ways for you to earn $10 each by mailing rebate after purchase. The more products you buy, the more free cash you get. See store for restrictions and details. But hurry. AutoZone can't give away free cash forever. So start saving today at AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 9th through the 12th in Kearney. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2012 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Major League Baseball on ESPN Radio. We head to L.A. for a showdown between two of the National League's best.
That one driven well right field. Turning, looking, going. Home run the opposite way for David Wright.
David Wright and the Mets face the NL West leading Dodgers.
Pick it up, step on the bag at third, throw to first, double play.
It's the Mets and Dodgers, Saturday and Sunday night, Major League Baseball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Heat advisories in effect for the listening area this afternoon. Today we'll be seeing a mixture of clouds and sun with a chance of an isolated storm, highs in the upper 90s. Tonight we could have an isolated storm with lows falling to 70. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro.
Right now, it's 86.
It's the best of the Doug and Daddy show on this Friday. Doug Duda with you. As Big Daddy, of course, his last day was yesterday. If you missed that great show, we think, go ahead and check it out on the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can catch any of our past shows. Maybe you just want to catch a certain interview. Maybe you want to catch a whole show. Maybe you want to see what Daddy's last words were yesterday. Go to the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Of course, as you get ready for lunch, whether you're in Kearney or Hastings, Big Daddy's Deli is the home of a bazillion sandwiches. That means you can try a new sandwich every day for, well, a bazillion days, if you so choose. 3905 North 2nd Avenue, top of the hill in Kearney. You can probably see Big Daddy's, are we supposed to say this? Yeah, you can see Big Daddy's fireworks stand from right across the street from Big Deli's. Go over and say hi to the big fella and get your 4th of July ready. But at Big Daddy's, you can sit down and enjoy a great meal. In Hastings, they're at 801 West 2nd and 610 East South Street. They also have soups, salads, and a whole lot more, maybe little fruit cup cookies. It's good for the kids. It's good for the adults. Healthy. Or get that number 51, a big half-pounder. It's amazing. Big Daddy's Deli is there for you. Two locations in Hastings, also in Kearney. Speaking of healthy, heavyweight U.S. Olympian Tervel Delagnev is getting ready to make that trip over to London, where he will be wrestling the next-to-last day of the Olympic Games on August the 11th. We had a chance to catch up with Tervel Delagnev a week after he qualified for the United States Olympic team, and what an honor it is. Here's that chat with UNK alum and U.S. Olympian Tervel Delagnev. U.S. Olympian Tervel Delagnev to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. And I can't think that it gets old, people telling you congratulations, Tervel. So congratulations from the entire Midwest.
Well, thank you guys very much.
You mentioned, I mean, they're trying to interview you right after you've qualified for the Olympics. Hard to get your thoughts together. You've had a few hours now to maybe get your thoughts together. Has it sunk in yet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like, you know, this is a little different. I feel like it sunk in right away. I was really excited, but, you know, again, it's, you know, this is my first Olympic team, but it's my third team. And I mean, I really want that gold medal this time.
Tervell, I want to go back to the beginning. You're a freshman in high school not playing sports. Why?
Laziness, lack of motivation. I don't know. Just never got into it until I tried out to wrestle.
And you credited a lot of your coaches, obviously, after winning on Sunday night. Just for the folks that are going, okay, we knew Tervell was at UNK, but we haven't followed the story. We like to see him win. Who got you started, and when did you finally get that spark that said, you know what, this isn't too bad?
My PE coach and the wrestling coach in my high school, Coach Harmony, they kind of got together, you know, because I was showing some interest, so they brought me out that summer. That was my sophomore year. That summer going into my junior year, I fell in love with the sport, went to UNK, was focused on winning a national title. About halfway through my years there, I met Tolly Thompson, and he got me really excited about the international scene, and ever since then, I've just been trying to be the best in the world.
The international scene, okay, immediately you took to that and thought, I'm pretty good at this, or did it take a while to get accustomed to the, I mean, obviously it's different than when we watch high school or college wrestling.
Yeah, it was a little different at first, but I feel like I had the style. My style of wrestling kind of transferred over pretty well. So right away, I was I really thought I could do well. And so that transitional period, obviously fine tuning, and I'm still fine tuning, still getting better. But I feel like right away, just because of the way I wrestle, it converted pretty well.
U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. The games are not until July. What happens between now and then, Tervell? Last year when you were back here, you were getting ready and had that time off for the Worlds, but at least there was some competition. Is there any competition between now and then?
Yeah, actually, the competition is even closer and more condensed this time. We got the World Cup. I leave next Tuesday for Azerbaijan for the World Cup. And then middle of June, I go to Poland for our last kind of tune-up tournament, and then it's opening ceremonies and compete.
How many? We had Coach Bauer on yesterday to just kind of brag a little bit and had his chest out about how great it was to see you and be in Iowa City with that great crowd that was rooting you on. You didn't attain where you wanted to be at the Worlds, and there was a little bit of an injury factor there. How are you health-wise, and will the guys you see in the Olympics virtually be the same guys that you saw at Worlds?
Health is great. I feel good. You know, I feel like God's really got me firing on all cylinders. And, so far, the guys that are qualified for the Olympics, they still have two more qualifiers to go through. But, yeah, looks like the usual suspects, you know. Russian, Belarus, Uzbek, Iran, Turkey, Hungary. So, yeah. Right now, it's looking like no one I haven't seen before, so just got to get ready for those guys.
Tervell, the prime of these other wrestlers, 25, 20, I mean, are you at the prime of your career right now? Is this when we got to seize the moment?
I feel like, you know, tomorrow's never guaranteed, so every moment, prime or not, I feel like I am in the prime. I'm trying to stretch my prime out as long as I can, and I want to, you know, I love wrestling. I want to keep going as long as I can, as long as God allows me to, but yeah, absolutely. This who knows what's going to happen after this year, so I got to plan is win this year. You know, we're not expecting to just go, but win this year.
That would be an incredible feat, just to add another chapter to Tervell Delagnev's legacy, who is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Tervell, I guess, you know, there's been a little bit made about how you beat Les Sigmund, these guys you wrestled against, you know, you trained with. Now you just have that one meet to get officially over to the Olympics. Do you get to know any of these international guys? I mean, there's the language barrier. How different is that when your competition is guys that you room with and work with and guys you just kind of hear about and read about in the paper?
I mean, you kind of we go overseas to work out with these guys. I mean, a lot of those guys, obviously, we don't speak the same language. But it becomes, you know, the sport of wrestling is so personal that it's definitely you gain a respect. You gain a respect. So, I mean, they know who I am, and I know who they are. And we'll give each other a head nod at weigh-ins. But when we get on the mat, time to scrap.
I think that Iran guy and put him in the Cobra Clutch or something, man.
I see. Here you come with your movie references again. Travell, you didn't even get scored upon. That's an amazing feat. I know you're probably not thinking about that. Of course, if they don't score on you, you're going to win every time. Looking back at it, are you even amazed that it went as smooth as it did this weekend?
I mean, gosh, I felt so prepared. I felt like I felt a lot of peace. God really gave me a lot of peace, and just was able to wrestle well. But I feel like that was the plan going in. Every tournament, you know, the world went to a lot of ball pools, went to a lot of chance things, and all the chance that day didn't go my way. So the plan the whole year was stingy in your defense, and don't go to clinches. And I went to one clinch. So still room to improve, still got to get better. But overall, I feel like I went out, I executed my attacks, I kept the match going my pace, and I was pretty happy with the way it turned out.
Travell, wrestling's taken you all over the world. You saw things at 25 or 26 that very few people have gotten to see. The prettiest place in the world you've ever been, you said, I cannot believe I'm looking at this or seeing this at my age is what?
Well, it was Dubai. We were traveling on the way from a tournament in Iran. We spent the night in Dubai. I was on the rooftop of one of the plateaus of right next to the tallest building in the world, and I was kind of overlooking the skyline, and it just looks like such a futuristic city. It was amazing.
You didn't bungee off that biggest or tallest building, did you?
No, I let Tom Cruise do that.
Travell DeLonge with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Travell, is there, I know fans are going to want to know this, is there a chance that you're back in Nebraska anytime before you go to London? You told us that you've got a very busy schedule. Will you be back here before you go to the Olympics?
I'd like to get back there. I know that Coach Bauer, we're starting a fundraising effort for my wife and my mom and my sister to get flights over and stuff, so I'm going to try to be back there sometime before to help out with the fundraising effort. I know Coach Bauer is kind of taking the helm on that. He's really helping me, taking some pressure off me in that regard so I can focus on training. But, yeah, I want to make it out there. You know, love the Loper community. You know, I just it's now that I'm out in Ohio, no longer in driving distance, so I got to plan out my trips a little better. But, yeah, I absolutely want to get out there.
And I know I asked you this before you went to the Worlds. Who is, if it's not Travell DeLonge, who's the man you're going to be looking to beat in London? Who is the best in the world right now besides Travell DeLonge?
Well, the guy that beat me in the semifinals last year from Belarus is the reigning world champion. But then you have the two-time Olympic champion who's from Uzbekistan, and then two-time world champ from Russia. So those are, and then the Turk this year. The Turk this year has been pretty hot. So I would say those couple guys are the ones that I'm really going to be training for, going to be focusing on. And then there's a select 10 guys that can come out and do some damage. But I would say that, you know, myself included, those group of guys are the ones that are looking to try and win the tournament.
At this level, how many matches in a day are you comfortable with, or how many do you have to? What's the max you could wrestle in a day?
At the Olympics, it is a 19-man. It's 19 people. There's 19 qualification spots. So, it's going to be a 16-man bracket with three extra matches. So, if I draw into one of those three extra matches, I could have five matches total. Otherwise, I'll have four matches to be an Olympic champion.
Tervell Delagnev, U.S. Olympian, UNK alum, and he is getting ready to go to London and has to be just as stoked as possible. There was a busload out there. You heard the fans. Tervell, I guess before we let you go, anything you want to say to the wrestling fans back here in Kearney and the Tri-Cities?
Absolutely. I want to say thanks for all your support. It's been an exciting journey this far. And every time you guys say Tervell Delagnev, U.S. Olympian, sounds pretty cool. But how about in a couple months we say Tervell Delagnev Olympic champion?
That would be the most amazing thing. We will have the red, white, and blue going. And Tervell, hopefully we can get a chance maybe to catch up with you before you take the flight over to London. And everybody here obviously is proud of you. We always appreciate you giving us some of your time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And best of luck, young man.
Thanks a lot so much, guys.
Take care. And there you have it, U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev trying to be U.S. Olympic champion. As you just heard, had a chance to catch up with Tervell Delagnev, also Bubba Jenkins, and, of course, future Husker Josh Banderas on this Best of the Doug and Daddy Show. If you missed any of the Doug and Daddy shows recently, including Big Daddy's Last Day Yesterday, check out the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft and Courtyard at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll be back with another live show coming your way on Monday from Husker Land Prep Report. Bob Jensen will join me in studio. Tuesday, Spencer Schubert from NTV is going to slide in and be the co-host. We'll take the 4th of July off and then put the pedal to the metal. The hot dog eating contest on the 13th and 12 teams in 12 days, plus Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com, the Big Ten blogger. That all starts July 9th. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. We'll see you when July comes around on Monday. This has been the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.